RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
Good morning. I found this story so interesting today. A product that I love called Just Mayo. I get it at Whole Foods, and I only got it because I did a taste test one day. There was a girl standing there, and she had regular mayonnaise and this Just Mayo. And I tasted them, and I was like, oh, but it's so much more expensive, but it tastes amazing. It's so good. And so we started buying Just Mayo. And then comes the word that Unilever, which is, you know, giant food product company that owns other mayonnaise companies. I don't know. I guess it's okay if I probably say the names, but that it didn't meet the standard, that it didn't have its, it makes Hellmann's mayonnaise, but whatever. So it didn't meet the standard and they should quit calling themselves Just Mayo, and they were going to sue them. And then word came down, everybody was complaining, oh, this big, huge company, Unilever, Hellmann's mayonnaise, going after the tiny little company that's kind of itching up the ladder a little bit and getting them a little bit nervous. Well, just recently, actually today, federal regulators have warned Hampton Creek Foods, which produces Just Mayo, that the, you know, the company behind this vegan-friendly eggless spread that's put a dent in Big Mayo's market share in recent years is violating the law by misbranding its products. So that's a bummer because I feel like this is a product that's healthier. It is eggless. It's a vegan food. Not that I eat that way. You all know that I'm a big, huge foodie. I eat every damn thing. There isn't anything I don't eat. Really, truly. I can't think of foods that I don't like. But meanwhile, Just Mayo has now been told by the federal regulators that they have to. They got sent a letter that they have to stop calling themselves Just Mayo and that they're not really offering a traditional mayonnaise alternative, but selling it under the guise that at its core is indiscernible from the conventional option. So they're just basically saying that it's not mayonnaise. You need to stop calling it mayonnaise. And I feel bad the FDA did this because it is, maybe they have a point. And we talk a lot on these shows about labels and the importance of labels and knowing what you're getting. But Just Mayo doesn't hide anything. They say it is a vegan-friendly eggless spread. They do. And they don't call themselves mayonnaise. But Just Mayo does sound like they are Just Mayo, which is typically eggs and oil. Have you ever made your own mayonnaise? It comes out really, really well. If you just beat the eggs and add the oil in very slowly, you can make a really, really good fresh mayonnaise. But if you want to try something, try Just Mayo. They've got it at Costco and Walmart and Whole Foods sells it. I think it's awesome. I feel bad that the FDA is going after this little tiny company, which has even gotten backers like Bill Gates because they love this product. So now I don't know if they're going to change their name. We're going to kind of keep a watch on the shelves because I bought two of them yesterday in anticipation of this possible letter from the FDA. But in the meantime, I just thought that was an interesting story because it's a tiny company, an upstart company, as many upstart companies are, and they kind of got gone after by the big guys, by Hellmann's, by these other companies that said, hey, you know what? We don't like what you're doing. You're scaring us a little bit. Not that Just Mayo would have really made a big dent, but I guess they scared them enough to sick the big dogs on them and the FDA jumped in. So this is kind of something that I don't really agree with. I think it's just fine to call them Just Mayo. I love it. They've got a sriracha flavor too. It's just so good. So I am here to tell you to go out and try Just Mayo because it's awesome. It's a great spread. Eggless spread. It resembles mayonnaise. You can use it in all the exact same ways. So try it on your next sandwich and you tell me what you think. This is Melanie Cole. We got a great show coming up, so stay tuned.